Don't worry. I'll stay with you as long as you're here.
I'll stay too. Someone has to take care of this child.
I'd better dress his wound quickly. Are you coming too?
Let's go.
If the bullet's still in, I have to take it out.
I have to talk to you.
But I have nothing to talk about.
Listen, Tayyip can't handle looking at wounds.
You two know each other from somewhere?
Yeah, but it's in the past.
But we really need to talk.
Go on. I can manage it myself.
Look, Tayyip, you've got to understand my intention. I didn't want to leave you a young widow.
Then why did you seek my hand?
I decided to join the resistance afterwards.
No one else to fill your place in this operation?
Most of my friends and classmates have been killed. I can't just sit and watch.
Then, what about the promises you made?
But nothing has happened yet.
I don't want a homeland that's going to be a land of grief for me.
I'm sure you don't really mean that. Our parents were mistaken by making us share their captivity. I don't want to father children to be born into captivity, that's all.
We were both born in this land. We grew up, we fell in love, and we hope to be free someday. But freedom won with my blood and your blood is worth nothing. Can also win our freedom with patience.
Don't you think 50 years has been enough?
50 more years of patience is better than 5 years of bloodshed.
You're right. If we can be certain that 50 years will lead to a result. But you can be sure, it only adds to the length of barbed wires and height of illegal walls. I have for you, Tayyip, to distance me from my goal.
Fine. You stick to your goal. Thank you.
Like they totally forgot all about us.
People who have turned to Jesus Christ for refuge. I can't turn him in.
Is that what everyone else thinks too?
Look over there, right behind that door. You can easily arrest them. You didn't ask our opinion when you first occupied this land. Why has our opinion suddenly come to matter to you? There are two of them. One is wounded.
Father, I respect you, but I have my orders to capture them at any cost.
Don't forget this is a church, a holy place.
You may think this is a holy place, but for now, it has turned into a den of Satan.
Get out of my church!
Shaul, Natan.
Natan, read you, sir.
Roger, carry out Alpha 3. Copy that.
Sir, would you repeat, sir?
Carry out Alpha 3. Copy.
Copy, Roger. Copy.
Michelle's a reporter. She's good at her job. In a few minutes, this will hit wires all over the world. TV networks, press agencies. Yes, yes. I'm ready. This is Francois Domez sending a report from Palestine. Several Palestinian citizens have been chased by Israeli forces.
What you're doing is worthless.
You don't have the right to do this.
I call this espionage.
I'm an independent reporter. I can do whatever.
You must have a press license.
Who would get us all killed this way?
Don't worry, as long as he's here with us, nobody's gonna hurt us.
I think so too.
So we can leave now?
We should let them know we have hostages. Come on. Tell them you're in trouble.
Unless I get the okay, I'm not doing anything.
Come on. Do it.
Joel, Natan.
Yes, sir.
Red alert, alert. I've been taken hostage.
Can't read you. Say again.
Your commander is our hostage now. If you want him alive, you must let everyone but us out of the church, without any tricks.
I have to seek new orders.
We're only giving you a few minutes.
With this guy as your hostage, you can get out of here, too.
I doubt it. But I think they might let the others go.
Exactly. There's no way they're going to let you out of here.
We have to tie him up.
I'll do it.
Painful?
A little bit.
When you get to the hospital, you'll feel better. Forgive us, please. Must forgive us for all the trouble.
This was a superb experience for me. This filming you're doing, will you show it?
Many networks are waiting for these pictures. My report will be a big sensation. Most networks will probably broadcast it.
So you think I'll be on television too?
Of course.
Yeah?
But someone's needed to carry out this film. Let's see. Would you do this for me?
Yeah, of course. My pleasure. Sure.
Come on. Tell them they're coming out.
Show, Natan.
Copy.
They want to come out. What are your orders?
Just like before. I have strict orders to shoot anyone who tries leaving the church.
But they'll kill me, sir.
I'm sorry. Orders are orders. Over.
There's no room for playing games here. They're coming out. If you shoot, your hostage will be killed. You can move out. Don't you want to leave? What's the matter?
They don't care if this officer dies. They just want you, and the cost doesn't matter for them.
Looks like you have to take this out yourself. Do you know how to play chess? I love playing chess. It's a great game. There are three kinds of pieces, okay? Either active, or sacrificial, or what? Wasted. Okay? Now, the active ones, it's much better to have them than not to have them. The sacrificial ones, well, death is beneficial to their side. The wasted ones, well, there or not, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. But there's no sense in endangering the rest of the pieces over it.
Okay. We're all wasted pieces here.
Major, look, you got a partner.
You must turn yourselves in. Why should we burn in the fire of your sin?
You mean our sin is that because of your homeland, we have to risk our lives?
My homeland? If I'm supposed to die, what difference does it make if I'm buried in Palestine or somewhere else? You're trying to turn Palestine into my cemetery.
In this city, everyday houses and neighborhoods fall to bulldozers. And my countrymen sleep in Red Cross tents. You're right. You're right. You've never lived in a refugee camp.
I know.
That's enough, Robert. There's not a single scratch on you. You're making all this fuss about cemeteries.
I'm thinking of myself and this child and everybody. But these people are just thinking of themselves. If this siege continues, first this child will die and then the rest of us from hunger.
He's right. You have to proceed more rationally.
Now, would you be kind enough to tell us exactly what you mean by rational?
I mean, in exchange for my release, you should ask for this child's treatment at the hospital.
Man, get out of here.
That's really sensible. The Major's freedom in exchange for this child's life.
I say exchange the Major for a Muslim or a Christian doctor. This saves both the life of the child and Hanif.
Didn't they say, until the time you two surrender yourselves, they won't let any food or medicine enter this church? How can we survive without food? We just have a day or two's supply of food for myself and the father.
Water. Anything stored here?
No.
It's possible they may cut the water. We have to hurry.
Hurry up, Petrus. Store as much as you can.
I need someone to help me.
I'll come.
They might cut off electricity, too.
We have plenty of candles.
My problem is charging my camera and my cell phone batteries. I have to send out my reports.
Well, Petrus has a small gasoline generator.
Great. Now you can call them and say we're willing to exchange the Major for some food and a doctor.
I'm calling from inside the church. Can anyone hear me?